Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I want to talk about the calls in Galway today. This is from city councillors who want to see a tourist tax levied on visitors who stay in hotels in Galway City. Take a listen to Michael Crowe, who's a Fianna Fáil councillor in Galway. He was talking about this on News Talk Breakfast earlier.
Based on Fáilte Ireland approved hotel room numbers, we'll say on 2022, if there was a €2 tax on each room, it would bring in approximately 1.7 million annually for Galway City Council. I suppose, Shane, this is not an uncommon feature in societies these days. It's widespread across Europe.
Yeah, it is. I was in New York myself last week and they have a hotels tax there. It's in many other European countries and we've no problem paying it when we go abroad. So should we levy the same tourist tax on visitors who come to the Emerald Isle? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Michael Lennon is the general manager of the Westport Woods Hotel. Are you in favour of a tourist tax, Michael?
Oh, Andrea, I wouldn't be, and thanks for bringing me on this morning. There's no grounds for introducing an additional tourist tax on Irish consumers, and it's Irish consumers as well as overseas visitors on the west coast of Ireland, where the good councillor is in Galway. We only get about 30% from Galway to Donegal, 30% of international tourists. So the majority of our business is home holiday market. So does he and others want to put extra taxes on consumers? And I suppose we need to keep competitive. Last year, our government put 50% of an increase, I think I've been on talking to you before about it, on our VAT from 9 to 13.5%. This is going to yield, I think, about €560 million from tourists and consumers, because they're the people who are going to be paying it. And we're the third highest taxed tourism industry in Europe.
So in a lot of countries, it's not actually a tourist tax. It's effectively a hotel tax. I know that's what they do in some districts in the States. So they don't discriminate whether or not you're a holidaymaker or whether you're, you know, an American coming to stay in the city centre in New York or wherever it is for the night. If you're paying for a bedroom and staying in the bed, you pay a charge on the room. Doesn't matter who or what your reason for being there is.
And I agree, and we're already paying that tax. The extra €560 million this year is going to be taxed on everybody staying in my hotel rooms. I'm spending paying €100,000 to Mayo County Council this year for rates. There's 9 hotels in Westport. We're going to give them over €1 million. And like, these are taxes on tourists, on consumers. That has to be passed on. We have to make a profit, and we have to run our businesses efficiently. We also have to give the best value and the best entertainment and the best sort of experience to our guests when they come and visit us here in Westport. And we're investing. I'm here 29 years and I put millions into my business. Last 2 months, I upgraded bathrooms. That cost me another 110,000, 10 grand a room, you know. So these taxes are being collected all over for the tourists. They're paying for them already. I think the government takes about two billion. They're going to take $2.5 billion this year that into the coffers. We give 4.4% of our taxation is of our activity.
Okay.
Brings up economic activity.
So you're totally against this idea of a tourist tax then. So Sinn Féin councillor Dahi Doolan is on the line as well, Michael. Like, his point is that, sure, us and tourists and anybody who goes to stay in a hotel for the night, we're already paying tax, so why should we pay more, Dahi?
Well, I think, first of all, funding for local government, and in particular in this case Dublin City Council, it's a hugely important issue for the public and for Sinn Féin. This is not an issue that we've arrived at only recently. It's been part of my colleague Councillor Seamus Grattan chairs the Finance Committee of Dublin City Council. They've first explored it back in 2020. They've done research. They've engaged with the Welsh Government, Amsterdam County City Council. They've engaged with government departments. We realise that it will require legislation, but we feel it is hugely important to discuss, to analyse and explore the options of raising funds for local authorities. We are wholly inadequately funded by central government. So it is incumbent upon us to explore different options. One option would be a 1% bed tax here in Dublin would raise 12 million euros. And that 12 million euros could be well spent in the provision of services that everybody can enjoy, both tourists and residents. And we need to look at raising funds for Dublin City Council to meet the demands of the public, youth centres, housing, maintenance, turning the empty units around to meet the needs of the housing.
And is it up to the tourists to pay for that, Di?
Well, I'm not saying that it's not just solely up to the tourists.
I mean, well, anyone who
stays in a hotel, and I think it's not going to affect the level of tourism to Ireland. People come to Ireland for the experience, for the environment, for the welcome they get, for the excellent service they receive. And I think a 1% tax is very, very little to expect people to pay in order to contribute to the coffers of city council. My final point would be, you're right, globally, this is accepted as mainstream funding for city councils, and we need to explore. Well, and we have engaged with the Hotel Federation.
That's a fair point, Michael, isn't it? I just want to get Michael's response to that, Dahi. Like, this, you have, whether you want to call it a tourist tax or a hotel tax or a bed tax, sure, it's in nearly every other European country.
There's different taxation systems in every other European country. Ireland is very central. Tax system, so we pay our taxes centrally and they're distributed out. As I said, that we provide economic activity for 4.4% and the CSO has given us those figures recently, and we employ 13% of the national workforce. You know, tourists are already heavily taxed.
But you want to respond, though, to Dahi's point, though, about a 1%. I know the clip I played of Michael Crowe in Galway, he talked about the report that examined what 2% would bring in annually there for the council. But Dahi's suggesting there should be a 1% hike or a 1% tax in Dublin. Is that
well,
fair?
I think you have to really look at the data and understand it, and understand the amount of people we're employing, the amount of the contribution that we're making to society generally. In myself in Westport, but I'm involved in a hotel in Dublin as well, the Skyline, and we employ a lot of people. We look after a lot of people. FDI, domestic economy, the sporting and community organisations, they all use hotels and the general population. And I don't think they all want to be capped with another 1% tax. They're already paying enough. 2 billion this year, the government are going to gather, and another 50% in our VAT, another 500 million.
What about that, Dahi? Like, they're already paying enough, and you'll have so many...
Well, first of all, I fully understand the data. That's why we have a very high-level committee in Dublin City Council interrogating that data, and it's brought us to the conclusion that a 1% tax, which is very, very, very low, with all due respect, will give us 12 million that can be spent on improving services for the residents and the businesses. We need to remember that the people that are employed in this important industry will also benefit from the tax, insofar as they will be accessing the infrastructure, the sports facilities, the youth facilities, the maintenance, the road maintenance that will provide. We cannot continue limping from crisis to crisis with local government funding. We need something sustainable and rock solid.
But
and
you,
we
you
believe
know,
it
you,
is worth,
yeah.
it is
you know
worth,
yourself,
it is worth exploring
Dahi,
this. And my final point.
It'll
my
be
final
1%
point,
to start.
But it will be 1% to give us 12 million, and let's leave it at that, and let's use that money in the best way possible to provide service and build on services. And we fully understand, we don't want to put anything on the shoulders of any industry, but we also understand that it's an important industry, and 1% will not be a fatal blow.
Ger Flanagan is in Cork. Ger's the chairman of the All Business Alliance. Do you agree with Michael or Dahi on this, Ger?
I wouldn't agree with any additional tax. I think at the moment we're pricing ourselves out of the market. We're in Yall, we're part of the Ireland's ancient East. 91% of our tourist trade are Irish people. You're just putting an extra tax on Irish people. I can see a big trend for people going on short breaks abroad because it's cheaper, even put in the additional cost of flights. With hotel bedrooms and the costs, it's much cheaper to get a short city break in Europe rather than use a hotel in Ireland. The VAT rate has been increased, as one of your callers said earlier, and a lot of people in the hospitality industry are struggling. We see a lot of restaurants and coffee shops closing. We've minimum wage has increased, a lot of taxes have increased, the electricity charges are very high. And it's, I think, being honest with you, in the politicians are out of touch with the industry, and we're pricing ourselves out of the market.
But any of those tourists that you mentioned, any of the people that you say are no longer going to Yall and going on short city breaks, if they go to Amsterdam, if they go to Barcelona, if they go to Croatia, if they go to Greece, if they go to New York, New Zealand, Bali, they're all going to pay this holiday tax there, Glenn.
Yes, but my point is their base charges are much lower to start with. Our charges here have increased enormously over the past number of years. It's not a fault of the hoteliers. They're not making huge profits. They're doing their best to survive. But all the different taxes have increased. You put in a 1% tax this year, before you know it, it'll be 2%, it'll be 5% in a few years' time. And, you know, it's just adding to the cost.
A listener makes the point here today, well, Irish people that stay in hotels also pay this tax. We stay in a hotel and spend a lot of money in the city in Dublin. Then you tax us as well. You're going to tax us even more. That's disgusting. That is the point, though, isn't it, Dahi, on this? Like, it's not just overseas tourists. It's basically bed nights. It's anybody who stays in the hotel room, isn't it?
Absolutely, it'll be a taxation of 1%. And when with the argument that it'll only go up, we can only deal with the evidence in front of us. None of us has a crystal ball, with all due respect. We need to deal with the crisis right now. And this is one constructive suggestion. And all we're asking for the government to do is introduce the legislation and allow us to explore this further. If it's 1% or 0.5%, at least it's bringing in money that everybody will benefit from. And with all due respect as well, you'd be hard-pressed to get a hotel room in Dublin tonight. You'd be hard-pressed to get a hotel room in Dublin next week at the bank holiday weekend and during the holiday season. I don't see many hotels going out of business. And it's not our fault that there's an increase in electricity or if the restaurants are closed. Now, that is happening for a multitude of reasons, way above and beyond the call of the Finance Committee. So what we're saying is, let's have a rational debate with folks on the evidence and introduce the legislation.
Katie makes the point in Galway. She says the City Council saw fit to spend €250,000 on two public benches last year. Serious questions need to be asked about their spending, and hoteliers and their customers should not have to pay a penny more to fund this nonsense. Anthony Gray is the owner of the Elibon and Hooked restaurants in Sligo. Are you in favour of some form of a tourist tax, Anthony?
Absolutely not. We already, you alluded to, the hospitality industry and the tourism industry is in crisis mode and free fall. We don't need another tax. At the moment, unfortunately, with the increase in the VAT and all the other increases in running a business, Ireland is becoming a very expensive country. You also have to understand, with the figures, the councillor there has mentioned Amsterdam. 20 million people visit Amsterdam, right? 7 million people in 2022 visited Ireland. So those figures don't add up. Not only that, as well, the other side of the coin is, we are becoming a very, very expensive country. And there's restaurants up and down the length of the breadth closing their doors. And this is down slowly to the government with the increase in the hike in VAT, from 9% up to 13.5%. This is ludicrous statements coming out from Sinn Féin.
Do you want to respond, Dahi?
Well, first of all, I'm not here to defend the government and the VAT. That is not my responsibility. My job is to ensure that the good people of Dublin get the best service possible that's funded sustainably for Dublin City Council and other local authorities. If they have an issue with the VAT, absolutely take it up with central government. If we were to get some of that VAT directly to Dublin, I'd be delighted. We would be having this discussion. If they were to sustainably fund local government, we wouldn't be having this discussion. But there's a huge responsibility upon all of us to ensure that the services we provide in Dublin are the best services that people have grown accustomed to, and to build on those services. And we need to remember that the workers, the staff, the employees, and indeed some of the owners of these hotels benefit from those services. So we're asking them to contribute to ensuring those services continue to develop, that be it from the road maintenance, expansion, infrastructure, services, all those need to be paid for. And we're looking at other ways, and one of the constructive suggestions is a 1% that would give us an extra 12 million, which would go a long way to improving services.
You're benefiting some of the services, Anthony, then?
Look, there's 35% bed nights have been taken out of the Irish hoteliers because of the crisis that we find ourselves in. We don't need another tourism tax or a proposed tourism tax. It's hard enough to get the Americans are choosing different countries to go to because they can't get beds in Ireland. Why doesn't he come out and address that issue? Nobody wants to live in a hotel room, believe me, coming from a war-torn country. But yet, they're jamming them into hotels, which is not sustainable and which is not correct. So why doesn't he come out with that? As regards infrastructure and making the roads better, come on. That's not down to a tourism tax. That's down to the government. That's what that's down to.
Glenn is on the line in Drogheda too, Anthony. Glenn, I believe you're also a hotelier. Are you for this tourist tax?
Hi, how are you? Yeah, definitely not. Absolutely, completely agree 100% with Anthony there. We have a hotel in Drogheda, Scholars Penthouse Hotel, 16-bedroom boutique hotel. And more importantly, recently we opened up a hub with a modern-style group accommodation hostel above it a couple of years ago. And I got to see a much different business model and people who were coming into the country who were actually on a budget and maybe trying to spend a bit less money. So just because hotels in Dublin are in the peak points, are extremely busy, it doesn't mean everywhere in the country is extremely busy.
Well, it's actually Galway. It's Galway where this has been suggested, actually, Glenn. It's in Galway the councillors are looking for this. Now, I know Dahi has separately mentioned Dublin.
I suppose, just holistically, people are going to Galway on a budget as well. They're not all going to Galway and have thousands of euros to spend. So what I'm saying is that the business model, everybody hasn't got that kind of money. Some people are really budging and they're trying to go to hostels and look for cheaper accommodation. All I hear from an American is, great, loved it, really expensive. Really expensive, crazy money. And you won't feel the effects of this now. You'll feel it in 2, 3, 4 years when they go back and tell their friends in their local community, Ireland's a rip-off.
You think it's the long-term effect of something like this if it's to come in?
Absolutely, sure. With inflation and the price of pints and the rise in the tax rate, it's so hard to run a business. Pubs and hotels, pubs, restaurants are closing down. And obviously, as Anthony mentioned, with so many hotels being filled with asylum seekers, there's less hotels, more demand, price goes up. We're going down the wrong situation.
Okay. I want to hear from listeners as well today. And, you know, how do you feel about the idea of any potential, whether you want to call it a tourist tax or hotel bed night tax, whatever you want to label it as. Because a listener asks that, like, what is the definition of a tourist? Are we just talking about another tax on hospitality that we'll all have to pay? Well, from what I heard from the Galway councillors earlier this morning is that it's a bedroom occupancy. So it's not the number of people. It's basically just a fee or a price, a tax, whatever you want to call it, on the bedroom that whatever number of people are staying in. That was certainly my understanding of it today. Listener says, I was in The Hague last week. We paid €6 a night. Tourist tax. 5 years ago, it was €2. There's only one way the tax goes, and that's up, says this listener. Another texter says, tourist tax works brilliant in Paris. It's already super expensive here in Ireland. We hear constantly about Irish people going to gigs in other countries rather than Dublin because of the hotels, the tickets, the food, the whole thing is so expensive. Catherine's on the line in Dublin. Do you think a tourist tax is a good suggestion, Catherine?
No, I think we're already paying enough. The average Irish person really can't afford to take any holiday of any kind, even a weekend away, especially if they have children. The cost is exorbitant. If you think of it, maybe pre-COVID, if you had a small meal in a pub restaurant, even it was maybe 12. Now it's 20. That's per one person. So that's 13% VAT on every bite of food and drink that you get when you go out. And you're already paying you are already paying a hotel tax because there's VAT on every bill you get. People can't afford it. And I don't think it's a method of getting money for the councils. The councils already have money. Like, I live in Dublin 8. Peter Burke was on Pat Kenny this morning talking about the lack of amenities and pitches and community centre here. So we don't see a penny here in Dublin 8 of any money from Dublin City Council. The place is neglected. We were looking for new play equipment for Weaver Park, and again, it's on the long finger, no sign of it. So there's no parks, no...
Well, I suppose Dolly would make the point that this would help Catherine to maybe replenish some of the funds for all the extra services and amenities.
I'm a member of the community and different organisations, and we've been on to DCC for the past 4 or 5 years looking for our fire damaged community centre to be rebuilt. It's on the long finger. Again, there's hardly anywhere for kids to play. There's no pitches. There's no parks. We asked for a little bit of play equipment for a local park, and again, they're just looking into it. So I don't think any money that would be raised would go back into the community. it would just go into, I don't know, building more cycle lanes or some other pet projects that DCC likes to do or something like that. You know, so.
Prices are out of control, says this listener. Myself and my wife went for dinner last Saturday night. We'd no starter, just a main course and a few drinks. It was €185 plus €40 in the taxi. That was a 5-minute journey. We went to Copenhagen a couple of months back. The flights and two nights in a hotel cost the pair of us €280.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.